A word for you from Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. We are called to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Members of any congregation are called to love and serve one another. In marriage, husbands to love and serve their wives, and wives are to love and serve their husbands. Parents love and serve their children. Children are to love and serve their parents, their brothers and sisters. Rulers are to love and serve their subjects, citizens and communities. Workers are to love and serve their employer and their customers. Loving and serving involves an act of self-denial for the sake of someone else. Our vocation focuses on self-sacrifice. We are to love and serve God's creation by means of our vocation. In stressing the spiritual significance of all areas of life, Dr. Martin Luther challenged the entire Roman Catholic practice of reserving the terms of vocation and calling for religious orders. In the Middle Ages, if you as a Catholic were serious about God, you expect to become a priest, a monk, or nun. To enter into these spiritual offices, you are required to make vows of celibacy, thereby rejecting marriage and parenthood. You expect to make a vow of poverty, thereby rejecting full participation in the economic life of the workplace. However, the Reformers insisted that the Christian life requires not a withdrawal from the world, but engagement in the world. We're to live out a Christian faith not only in church work, but in our work ethic. In practice, this means that the Reformers moved spiritual disciplines out of the monastery into everyday life. Instead of the ideal of celibacy, they replaced it with faithfulness in marriage. Instead of the monastic goal of poverty, they replaced it with biblical work ethic, principles of hard work, ingenuity and thrift, working harder than we need to earn more than we need so that we can be generous and helpful to others. Obedience was now brought in to everyday workplace. Prayer, worship, and service was moved into the family, into the workplace, into society, into the environment. Unfortunately, many so-called Protestants today have forgotten this vital Reformation doctrine of vocation. Many people seem to think that you can only serve God through church work. And many Christians have become so preoccupied with their spiritual work that they've allowed their marriages to fall apart and they have failed to invest the quality time needed in discipling their children. But the church is the place where we are to meet, to feed on God's word, to receive direction, to seek mercy and forgiveness of God, and to grow in knowledge and faith. And then we are to go into our daily vocations, to our families, workplaces, and communities, to apply the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life, and to bear fruit. This is what it means, a daily sacrifice where our workplace becomes the place where we make our worship to God.